Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Cafferucci back on the show. Jim is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an expert in leadership and management. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, and he is putting his money where his mouth is with regard to programs and technology that he's developed to help companies put their best foot forward, and we're the beneficiary of his work. Jim Cafferucci, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's so great to be with you. And just by the way, 15 years ago on my first show, that was the lead-in music, and I thought, this is such a cool show. good memories coming back.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we got to get you a life.
Thanks for having me.
We need to get you a life. You got to. You need to get out. You need to get out more, dude. So, thank you for saying.
I do things in between appearances on the Jim Blasingame Show. Believe me, I do.
Thank you for saying that.
It is the highlight,
Jim,
though.
One of the things that I was telling the audience about before you got here is that after 2008. All of us out here on Main Street had to learn how to do more with less. As my friend Bruce Piasecki says all the time, you got to learn to do more with less. And one of the areas that we've had to learn how to do that with is our people. We had to tighten up our belts and operate more frugally and more effectively. And we learned how to train people and we learned how to hire people who were the right people. And we've also got to learn how to keep our good people so they don't get poached. Pandemic or not, I think we got a situation where, even now, where good people are always going to be in demand. And we got that issue. But the other thing is we've had to learn how to differentiate one from the other. And you talk about this a lot in your work, and you call it not legislating output, meaning don't stand on a set of rules and make everybody apply for it like we're all the same. What do you think?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think you can't legislate human output. And I'm a Green Bay Packers fan. I'm actually a stakeholder in the Packers. And an old Vince Lombardi story. The quote was, Vince Lombardi treats everybody the same, like a dog. Now, that was the quote, and it sounds good, but it really, really wasn't true. Yeah. He treated every single one of those players separately, uniquely, and differently to tap into the best talents of those individual players. And that's what we're talking about. And when we know how to do the job. We're the boss. We invented the job. We're good at it.
Right.
And we want everybody to do it just like us. So we just create rules. And then instead of being a leader, we become a compliance officer. Because if we just have everybody follow our rules, they'll do it right. And everything will be great. Well, that's all right if you're building robots. Mm-hmm. But we don't have robots. We have people. And we have to lead those people. And generating those rules and then having people comply with them, legislating output, just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. What we're looking for is trust. And by creating rules and helping and telling people they have to comply with a particular rule inherently says, we don't trust you. And so how could our staff trust us? It just doesn't work that
way.
It's the old way of doing business.
The task that we have as leaders and as managers of an operation of a system, of an operation that has to make a machine that has to make things happen, our challenge is to be rigid about the things that need to be rigid. I mean, we all know that there are certain things that have to be done a certain way. It doesn't matter who does them. Who does them, but there are also things where you can let up a little bit and let people be their own, do it their own way, and that isn't that the challenge?
Well,
because this is about what you're describing reminds me of how we learn to delegate. because you know if you can't delegate unless you can get over being perfect. If you can't seek excellence,
exactly,
you can't delegate.
Right.
And but still, some things. I mean, the bills have to be paid. you can't be wishy-washy about getting the cash in to pay the bills. That's the fundamental. But other things, you can let people be who they want to be. What do you think?
Well, and I think that what's interesting about this is oftentimes when we let people figure out their best way to get something done, they often do it better than we would have.
Yeah, the wisdom of crowds, exactly.
Yeah, so I think one little challenge that we can all take on, if you feel like you have to have a rule, ask people, why can't you achieve this rule? Why will this be a barrier to you? What's the problem with meeting this target that I'm setting? And they'll tell you. And what often happens is you'll hear something like, well, earlier on in the chain, if this guy doesn't do what he's supposed to, it's going to be out of place, and then I'll be in trouble, and I can't make the target.
Right.
What that does for you then is it says, that's a problem I could solve. I can now go work on my chain of events and perfect, using your word, perfect that process so that the targets can naturally be met. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're forcing that target to be met, and people are going to actually potentially make the wrong choices for the customer, et cetera, about how to do it. We start to cut corners, and we end up with a bad place to work, and we start living in a Dilbert cartoon. We're looking for.
Can we tell our people, this is how you do it, this is how I created it, as you said earlier. This is how I created this job. This is how I think it should be done. This is how I want you to do it. But if you find that you think you've got a better way, before you do it that way, let's talk about it. Show me that you've got a better way. And if we can, but understand that this is now a democracy. What do you think about that, Jim?
Blending the old and the new. We could work together on this, and it's okay to argue with each other. We can have a little tussle about it.
Yeah.
That's an all right thing. That's a conversation. That's us being working on the business and trying to figure out the best way together.
I'm going to win the argument. I'm going to quibble with your argument.
I'm going to win the argument because I'm the boss, but
exactly,
you know what I mean.
That's exactly.
We can still have that conversation.
Don't forget, this is not a democracy. It's a benevolent dictatorship.
That's right.
20 after, right back
that's
with our
right.
friend Jim Cantarucci, who's the author of Personal Brilliance. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.